Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lines. Real quick, one more joke from SFA, Trevor, as we put a bow on our walk of faith.
Oh, my God.
SFA Drummer actually makes a good point. Looks like Butcher Boy doesn't have time to be on the Warriors pregame show anymore. He's booked and busy for the next 12 months. That's a good one. Come on. Laugh a little bit. Laugh a little bit. Laugh, man. It's Friday.
I'm just worried that when I see, you know, Father Patrick, Father Mike, they're going to be like, what is going on here?
Are they listening to the show?
Well, then Father Patrick, huge Niner fan.
Oh, wow.
Huge Niner fan.
Father Patrick, he knows what I'm saying is very true. I mean, I'm sure Father Patrick gets some people coming up to him, calling him, looking for confessions. Like, dude, stop wasting my time, man.
Father Mike was actually at the Olympic Club on Father Mike LaRocca.
He was at the fight night?
Yeah, he was out there the other day.
Well, so he was having a little fun.
Yeah.
He wasn't in God's Cathedral.
No.
Oh.
What is going on here?
So back to quarterbacks.
God is not going to strike us down, Shaska, I promise you. God knows. God likes to joke, too. That's why comedy has existed. He likes to laugh.
He does.
Oh, that's a funny joke. Like, you know, God is good. God is really good. She's well-rounded.
You're Lovin through the glass laughing.
Govin, Lovin, do you pray? He prayed that Miami got a quarterback this summer. Can we get a quarterback? You know what? God said, you know what, Lovin, you suffer so long. Cam Ward, you're going to leave Pullman, Washington. Let's go to South Beach, Miami.
I'm just
clean it up on tape.
I'm a big believer in balancing it out with a little bit of praise every now and then and being grateful for what you have, not just always asking. That's all.
That's why I don't ask God for everything. I talk to him like once a year in terms of prayers.
But ain't nothing you can do about it.
The relationship is just, it's an open door. It's an open book. I can send a text down right now. Hey, Bonte, hurry up and talk quarterbacks, man. All right, let's talk quarterbacks. No, watching Tua last night. Mahomes is number one, right? He's
clearly
the quarterback we're all taking.
Yeah, clearly.
Josh Allen, I think, has closed the gap on Mahomes. I'm not taking Josh Allen over Mahomes, but I think Josh Allen is widening the gap over the next best quarterback. It's Mahomes 1, gap, Josh Allen 2, and I think there's a big gap after Josh Allen. But you know what? That third quarterback, everybody keeps talking about Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow. No, it's not Joe Burrow. I'll tell you, after watching quarterbacks through the first week and a half of the season and watching what I saw from Burrow, and I heard what you said about Cincinnati, don't freak out on them. They always start off slow. Right now, Brock Purdy's a better quarterback than Joe Burrow. And right now, after watching these quarterbacks, I'd rather have Brock Purdy quarterback of my team than Joe freaking Burrow.
So you're saying he had a better week than Joe Burrow?
I think he's had a better year and a half than Joe Burrow. Since Brock Purdy's been inserted at quarterback, he's been better than Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's had flashes. Joe Burrow's special. But he's also 5-5 in his last 8 games. He's had some injuries. His wrist already seems to be hurting a bit. And you took away one of his playmakers last year, T. Higgins, and he looked pedestrian. He looked very, very pedestrian. And he's kind of looked like this over the last 10 games. Joe Burrow has all the attributes, you know, the arm strength, the IQ. But we put him in the top three like it's, oh, Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow. I don't even know if he's played like a top 10 quarterback over the last year, Shasky. And that's why I think Niner fans, we need to feel really good about having Brock Purdy. Right now, he's one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. One of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. And right now, I think he's better than Joe Burrow.
Well, I think Joe Burrow, I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know what. But the reason why he gets elevated into that upper echelon is because he's beaten Lamar in the playoffs. He's beaten Josh Allen in the playoffs.
Did the Bengals beat Lamar?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at it right here.
In the playoffs?
Yeah. 2022.
Oh, in Cincinnati? Was that game in Cincinnati or was that in Baltimore?
Yeah, in Cincinnati. Yep. Yeah. 24-17, excuse me.
Lamar didn't play that game. That was, I think that was Huntley.
Well, but he's beaten them. And then he's beaten Josh Allen. He's beaten Patrick Mahomes. That's why. I mean, you're asking why. It's pretty simple. Also, I look at the team that he took over. There's a Steph Curry quality. When you take over the Cincinnati Bengals, okay, like, I think it holds more weight. Had he done this with a more established team, with a more established coach, I think there'd be more pessimism on him. Like, look what Brock Purdy inherited, a team that won double-digit games 3 out of the 4 years prior. You know, Kyle Shanahan is regarded as a high-level coach. So, fair or not, I think a lot of people dilute Brock Purdy. I think part of the Joe Burrow narrative, if you will, the conversation is like, does anyone think that Zach Taylor could take over the Carolina Panthers right now and turn them around? Probably not. You know, does anyone think that Cincinnati Bengals are some well-oiled machine? Like, outside of Joe Burrow? Not really.
Chase is a superstar.
What?
Jamar Chase is a superstar.
Talking about when he got there.
Oh, when he got there, yeah.
I mean, they were pretty low. He's the number one overall pick.
Zach Taylor helped build them, though. He helped build that team.
I mean, if we were just doing, like, pick coach that you want. I don't think most people are taking Zach Taylor in the top 10. So you're asking why he gets elevated to this? I think it's because of all of those things. He did throw, like, you know, 4,500 yards and back-to-back 35 touchdown seasons. So the guy's been really good. Has he been good the last year and a half? No, because he's been hurt.
I don't know if Zach Taylor might be a top 10 coach. Andy Reid, McVay, Shanahan, Sean McDermott. I'm throwing him in there.
Okay.
Zach Taylor's been better than Tomlin the last 3 years. He's been better than Tomlin. John Harbaugh, put him in there.
Okay, five.
Who else? You put DeMeco?
LaFleur.
Oh.
Done it with two different quarterbacks?
I mean, Bengals been to playoffs, man. Zach Taylor's damn good. I don't know if there's better coaches, but we're getting sidetracked here.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Burrow, sure, he gets the credit for going to Arrowhead and they get the win and they go to the Super Bowl and they had that run and he got sacked a lot. I get it. I get it. He was special during that run and maybe he gets elevated. But since that moment, you started in 2022. I don't know if Joe Burrow. I mean, I look at that playoff run. Yeah, they beat Baltimore, but Lamar Jackson wasn't in that game. They go to Cincy, they win, they take Mahomes down to the wire. I get it. Purdy just took Mahomes down to the wire.
Well, and they beat him, too, you know?
A few years ago.
Yeah, they beat him.
A few years ago, yeah, a couple years ago.
And then you beat Josh Allen.
But since the beginning of 2022, I think Purdy's been a better quarterback. And right now, I think I'd rather have Brock Purdy than Joe Burrow. I don't know if Joe Burrow's going to be able to last.
Well, that's a different question.
Like you look at him play a quarterback against the Patriots, guy looks stiff in the pocket. He looked unsure of himself. And so for all the people who say, oh, man, take away Brock Purdy's weapons. Well, it looks like if you take away Joe Burrow's weapons, he looks like a very average quarterback.
Well, I think he's still really good. And he's obviously going through some sort of a slump right now or an injury or whatever. Why people elevate him is because, you know, he's done the one thing that almost no one's done is like beat Mahomes, right? Just so few people have been able to do it, especially in the playoffs. It's literally Burrow and Brady.
And really,
that's the only two guys.
And I look at that. I'm sorry. I look at that. And it does make me cringe a little bit when we say this guy beat that quarterback when they don't even play against each other, but that's the way we speak. Kansas City blew that game.
Well, okay, but you could also say that the Bengals blew the game where they pushed Mahomes out of bounds late and then they got a field goal. I'm just saying, like, we could go back and forth on that.
It was tight. It was tight.
I mean, he's played them very well, and Mahomes himself has said, like, that's one of the few guys that I fear. So you're listening to the legends talk.
Well, in that game against Kansas City, Joe Burrow threw two picks. Two picks.
The one that they won?
The one that they lost. He threw two picks.
Okay.
Threw two picks.
Threw for 300 yards.
Five times. Threw for 270.
Okay.
Threw for 270. Threw two picks. Wasn't really good in that game. Wasn't really good in that game. He was okay. He threw a big pick.
So I think you're standing alone on this one, and that's fine. I think that he's a really good player. Whether Brock's playing better football right now, I think clearly Brock's playing better football.
That's all I'm saying. I would rather have Brock Purdy today, right now, than Joe Burrow. Because I don't like what I'm seeing from Joe Burrow. I don't like the sides.
I'm not ready. I don't know.
And we'll see. The hype on Joe Burrow, he's living off those AFC championship wins from a couple seasons ago. But over the last year and a half, Brock has been better.
What about when he came to Levi's and dismantled the Niners? Does that hold any water?
It was great. But we also knew the Niners didn't have Trent Williams and Debo Samuel. We also realized that the Niners had a short week. And they were playing the Bengals off a bye week. And it was obvious that the Bengals were just a step quicker in that game. Again, the Bengals are coming off a bye week before that football game. Coming off a bye week, Niners coming off a short week, Monday Night Football, and a quarterback who hadn't practiced all week. That was a schedule loss.
See, I'll take your bigger point, which was like, all right, Mahomes, and then you got, it feels like a little bit of room, and then you got Allen, and then a little bit of room. And then I think on any given day, it can be Lamar, it can be Burrow, Stafford, Purdy can be up there. I think there's a variety of guys that could throw their name into the mix and be considered one of those guys on any given day. And so I think the margins are very thin. I think Purdy's perfect for what the Niners do. I think Burrow's really good for what Cincinnati wants to do. And it's very, 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 very close. I don't think it's far off one way or the other.
I just think right now Purdy's played a lot better football than Burrow. A lot better football. And he has... And the data tells you he has over the last year and a half. He's played better football. He just has. It's okay to admit it. But, like, I was just thinking about it last night. I'm watching Josh Allen. I'm like, Joe Burrow's not on the same level as Josh Allen right now.
No.
Not even close.
Josh Allen's really good.
Not even close. You know, Joe, we need to start talking about Joe Burrow. Like, Baker Mayfield right now. Is he playing better football than Joe Burrow? He has over the last 8 weeks. Last 10 weeks. Date back to last year. I mean... I like Joe Burrow a lot, but the hype, we get on Lamar Jackson for everything.
Because Lamar's done nothing in the playoffs, Monte.
He's
very
straightforward. Okay, so he carries that team.
But that's the same thing with James Harden.
With a lot less playmakers.
Okay, but Lamar, this is why James Harden got crushed year after year.
Jalen Hurts, think about the dialogue about Jalen Hurts. He's got to a Super Bowl, too.
I don't think anyone throws him in the top five anymore.
But we get on him for everything. And Jalen Hurts has been really productive with Philadelphia. Really productive.
I don't think we put him. I think he had the 1 year, and I think since then there's been a dialogue about him. I think Joe Burrow, this is a big year for him to try to prove to stay healthy. There's no doubt about it. And he hasn't looked great. And whether it's the real injuries, the not good injuries, I think the reason the guy gets the benefit of the doubt, he was drafted number one overall by one of the worst organizations in sports. Nobody really thinks that highly of Zach Taylor, fair or not. And
I don't know about that. Zach Taylor's been really good. I don't know about that. I don't know how people feel about Zach Taylor. I don't. Maybe casuals don't like him. Zach Taylor's done a lot of good in that system in Cincinnati. The playmakers that he has, the way they ran their offense. Zach Taylor's a damn good coach.
I don't know if he's a good coach, because when he didn't have Burrow, they didn't win. And when he did have Burrow, they did win. I think he's all right, you know, but I don't think most people are like, oh, Zach Taylor, that's the coach I have to have. I'm explaining to you why people give Joe Burrow so much benefit of the doubt. And guys like Baldy, who break down film, speak glowingly about
him. I hear that. Burrow's not a bum. I'm not saying he's a bum. But right now, Purdy's playing better football. And when Burrow struggles, we make all these excuses for him. When other quarterbacks struggle, he's just not good enough. He's not this. He's not that because of a couple playoff wins. Does he have more playoff wins than Jimmy?
I don't know, but I know in those games he played better than Jimmy.
I don't know. I just think Joe Burrow, the hype has gotten a little too much. He may be overhyped, and we're afraid to say it. Why are we afraid to say Joe Burrow's overhyped? In Cincinnati, let's not act like Cincinnati's been dog poop for many years. Let's not act like Marvin Lewis didn't take that organization to the playoff year after year after year after year. And I know what they did. They lost. They were winning division championships. Cincinnati's been good for a while, man. Wow. Zach Taylor, I like Zach Taylor. Anyway. More on that, 888-957-9570. A lot of people think I'm high right now. Explain why Brock Purdy hasn't been playing better football than Joe Burrow. Explain it.
I think he has. I don't think anyone would argue. Like, the numbers speak for themselves.
I think they would. I think they will. I think they would. All right, we're coming up. We got a break because I see the boys back there squirming.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.